City Council meeting for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, it's called to order. Invocation, Pastor Jared Jones, Central Church, Orange Beach, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Thanks again, Pastor.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for another opportunity to gather together as a community, to look at the needs of the community, and to above all, Lord, trust in you for every step of the way. Father, we thank you for your provision, Lord, the way that you continue to bless us in many ways. We thank you again for a wonderful Mardi Gras season, for the, Lord, just safety of everyone involved. And Lord, as we get ready to go into spring break, I do pray, Lord, that you continue to pour out your wisdom for decisions that need to be made. Father, we thank you again. We lift all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please, ma'am.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Okay, considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering previous minutes. Regular council meeting, committee of the whole 1/16/24, work session 1/30/24. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
We have a presentation from the school board.
Money?
Rebate?
Yeah. They must not have heard that. They didn't laugh.
I know.
All right, well.
They didn't even smile.
I'll give another announcement before the school board comes up here. So I know most of us were just in the room to honor Kid Alexander on her retirement. And everybody, like I said before, is going to miss her. And I'm hoping between now and next Friday that, you know, you're gonna give me at least, what, 3 years? I said five earlier, but I'll negotiate with you. Well, you know, we can work something out. But no, just a true asset to this community, and we're glad she's staying around, and we'll definitely be in touch. And with that, I will bring Randy McKinney, the school board president, to give a brief presentation.
I am not Randy McKinney. I'm the other Randy, come bearing great news tonight. We want to thank the mayor and city council and all the city officials for everything that you do for our school system. It's been a really good year, and there's a lot to thank today, and it's not all about money. I want to thank you for something tonight that I don't think I've ever thanked you for, and that's for city personnel. I had a meeting with John McIntosh today, and I've been able to meet with Scott Stacy and several others in the last couple of weeks. And of course, we meet quite often with Mr. Hanley here, and you have fantastic employees within the city. And they're always Tim Tucker. I don't want to start naming people, but I'll leave somebody out. But thank you tonight for all that you do for our school system. And thank your employees. We have a gift that an anonymous donor donated funds for us to go out and to make a purchase. So tonight, each one of us, I think, we're going to come to the mic and make a special presentation. And we have a desk plate tonight. And this one here is to the Honorable Tony Kennan. So I'll make the first presentation.
Nice.
I like that word, honorable.
Hey guys, my name is Nelson Bauer. I'm the school board vice president, and I just kind of want to reiterate what Mr. Wilkes said. Appreciate so much your support of the school system, but most importantly, I wanted to touch on you being present. I don't think that there is an event that I go to that I don't at least see one or two of you, but mostly all of you, whether it's athletics or it's a parade at the elementary school or you name it. Your presence means so much to everybody in this community, especially us. So, and I have Jeff Silvers.
Does it say honorable?
only in his mind. Yeah.
You're a very honorable school board, Jeff.
Hi, I'm Shannon Robinson. I'm also in the school board. And having been involved in education, this is my 15th year, I think, having a child somewhere in Orange Beach schools. I've seen y'all and how much you've invested over the years, not even just in the last 2 years, but how hard you've worked, supported, been there in every way. We truly, truly appreciate it more than words can say. So thank you very much. And I have Miss Joni Baylor.
Aww. Thank you so much.
That's pretty snazzy.
I appreciate you guys.
I'm going to do the best I can with the voice that I have. Sorry. I'm Lisa Nix. I'm also a school board member. I hated going third or fourth because, I mean, what else do you say? I mean, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You guys do so much for us. And I'm like Shannon. I go to all these school events, and I see so many of you so often. So not only are you supporting us financially, but you're also supporting us by being there and being a part of the school system and showing the kids that you support them. Thank you. And I have Annette Mitchell.
Thank you.
She likes me sitting in her seat because I eat her candy. We were wondering who that was.
It's really Shannon.
Okay.
Make yourself at home. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, Annette inventories how many M&Ms every time y'all leave.
Well, we love the snack baskets.
Yeah, Mr.
Nice,
Felix wants a full of coning.
I'm Robert Stewart, and I'm a very proud school board member of City of Orange Beach Schools. And since everything's kind of been said, I'm just going to dance. Not really. But thank you. And, you know, that is one thing that that I can truthfully say that I'll never get tired of doing is thanking y'all for taking a chance and to continue to fight. Thank you very much. And I'm going to start with Jamie Logan, and I'm going to finish with Mr. Johnson.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Stewart?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And did anybody realize how good he looks?
You look good.
Come on, boy.
That's not Jim Bibby.
That's right.
My name's Randy McKinney, and I have the pleasure of serving on the school board, and I thank you for that opportunity. I've really enjoyed it. I do want to say thank you for what you've done. This is a no-win situation where you sit in that seat, and you get it from both sides, and really both is not really enough. It's probably double quad sides that it comes at you, and you handle it well, and we appreciate it. And we thank you for everything that you've done, the risk that you have taken, the financial commitment that you have made, and our board appreciates it, and we want to let you know that we appreciate what you do. Now, I want to explain something about the logo on the name tags. Some of you will notice that it is not exactly either one of the logos, but we had a limited opportunity of what they could do with the stone. So
that is what we have.
I hope you appreciate it.
It is perfect.
If you don't like it, I can have that part cut off.
And there's
but,
that.
The thought and the intent is there. And I'll tell you what I think that's pretty good about nameplates like this. When you leave this position and you retire or go somewhere else, you can set it on your bookcase or somewhere, and then you can look up there and smile or laugh, whichever comes first. But our utmost thanks for what you've done. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have Ms. Renee.
Thank you.
I didn't have enough room to add all these other accolades under your other nameplate, so.
Thank you. I'm going to have to figure out where you guys got this from.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Randy.
And the reason is these are more indicative of the quality of the service that you perform for the city.
Sweet.
Nice.
Thank you, sir.
And likewise, Randy.
Y'all leaving?
Yes.
Thank y'all.
That's a good one. I won't remember that one, bud.
Oh, he's going to say.
You're afraid we're going to talk about you.
Yeah. Mayor, Tim Harry would like to say a few words about the Children's Rescue Initiative.
Hey, Tim Harry, 4206 Louder Lane. I was going to give just a quick update. It's been a blur of a month from January to February with Mardi Gras and the CRI team here. We have, at our Severance Night Gala, our very inaugural event, we raised $127,000 for rescues
awesome.
This year.
Terrific.
And it's a total of over $150,000 of donations. And I look forward to I'm actually leaving on a rescue Sunday, and I'll be back in about 10 days to bring you some pictures of what all your wherewithal and forward thinking before it was popular, before it was a movie, before people knew it was a problem. You were there supporting in 2019, along with Brett Robinson and a lot of other vendors in the community. So I just want to come by and just let you know that it's moving forward, and $127,000 raising that in about a month's time is not a very easy feat, but I think we done a great job. So
absolutely.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim, you stay safe.
It was a great event. I mean, it really was. Nothing more worthy.
You ever been a fundraiser with a flamethrower?
I know. I tried to use our credit card for the city, but they wouldn't let me use it. I wanted it bad. I couldn't. Somebody wanted it worse.
Couldn't find a public purpose for it.
Well, yeah. Couldn't find that much money.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Any seafood festival, garden club, what else we got happening this week?
Joni, you want to mention the Arbor Day?
We had Arbor Day on Saturday in the freezing rain. Gave away a lot of trees. There are a few trees left, live oak and Hollywood junipers. So if you need some, you can go by the Community Development Department and pick those up. It was a huge success. I was so surprised that many people showed up on a rainy, cold day to get trees. But once you say free trees, everyone shows up. So
yeah,
hopefully.
It was great. And the volunteers this year were awesome.
Yep.
Got to give it up to them.
I told the council today about the three. And Robert's here. So we had three Key Club volunteers from the high school. And they were tremendous helping us unload. And well, they were getting cold, and I said, you guys go on home. And they said, oh, no, we're having fun. We're staying with you guys.
Yeah,
so they
a total account, but I can honestly say we gave away hundreds of trees.
Hundreds.
So, terrific.
A lot of people came out. It was, usually at those events, I'm running around with my, trying to get everybody, and volunteers really made it happen. So thank big you. Thanks to them. And thank you all.
Thank you, Woody.
Anybody else?
Garden Club tomorrow, you're going to tell
tomorrow
us?
Tomorrow is the Orange Beach Garden Club's 36th annual game day and salad luncheon. We are sold out. We have over 300 people attending. I thank everyone for the support and look forward to next year.
And it's going to be at the
Event Center at 10 o'clock.
There you go.
And then Seafood Festival, Mark Anderson, Special Projects Coordinator. Seafood Festival is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wharf. Lots of good stuff happening, seafood, car show, Jeep drawdown with the Mystics, 100 arts and crafts vendors, food, music, so come on out, good time. Weather looks like it's going to be good, knock on wood, low 70s, sunny, so it's going to be a great day, and great cause, raising money for schools, too.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, one more thing. I want to thank Angela Bateman, Allie McGraw, Mark Anderson, police, public works, everybody all the city employees that made Mardi Gras successful. Again, I think we had a huge crowd with a flyover, which, something new to add to the chaos, but just appreciate everybody that enjoyed it, and it was a great success, and we'll continue to build on that in the future.
When Angela says we start at 2 o'clock, we started at 2 o'clock. Exactly 2 o'clock.
No matter where you are.
Exactly. All right. Auditing of accounts. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say that we did have a trash pickup down at Oso this past weekend, and as you guys know, it was freezing cold. We had 44 volunteers come out, and we did cut the event short, but we still got 35-gallon buckets of trash. So awesome. Just wanted to say that was a great event.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify that the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay, we have a presentation of a proclamation. Ms. Renee, would you read it for us?
Yes. All right, this is a proclamation for Rare Disease Day. So whereas there are nearly 7,000 diseases and conditions considered rare, with each affecting fewer than 200,000 Americans in the United States, according to the NIH. And while each of these diseases may affect small numbers of people, rare diseases as a whole affect almost 30 million Americans. And whereas many rare diseases are serious and debilitating conditions that have a significant impact on the lives of those affected, and whereas while more than 450 drugs and biologics have been approved for the treatment of rare diseases according to the Food and Drug Administration, millions of Americans still have rare diseases for which there is no approved treatment. And whereas individuals and families affected by rare diseases often experience problems such as diagnosis delay, difficulty finding a medical expert, and lack of access to treatments or ancillary services. And whereas while the public is familiar with some rare diseases such as Lou Gehrig's disease and sympathetic to those affected, many patients and families affected by less widely known rare diseases bear a large share of the burden of funding research and raising public awareness to support the search for treatments. And whereas it is estimated that 1 in 10 have rare disease, and whereas Rare Disease Day is sponsored annually by the National Organization for Rare Disorders. Now therefore be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that February 29th, 2024 is Rare Disease Day. And all Orange Beach residents are encouraged to expand their awareness on the topic of rare diseases in observance of this day. And is Crawford McWilliams
here? I don't see her.
I don't see him.
All right. Well, we will make sure they get that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, moving to new business under miscellaneous. Approval restaurant retail liquor license application to Sousa Restaurant, Benito Beach.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolution. Resolution to correct Scrivener's error. Resolution number 23-241, appointing attorneys for 2024 to amend compensation, Spencer E. Davis.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a license agreement, Orange Beach City Board of Education, athletic facilities, parking lots, gymnasiums.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing city staffs, equipment, and facilities by the Orange Beach City Board of Education for operation of the Orange Beach High School Sailing Club 23-24.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid Beaver Creek Subdivision Sidewalk, P.L. Russell, amount not to exceed $143,615.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for surveying equipment, Allen Precision Equipment, $39,026.85.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for Vehicle Community Development Department, Eastern Shore Toyota, $36,722.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for 4 vehicles, Police Department, Donahue, Chevrolet, $199,300.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement, Edward Terry.
Stephen Kiewicz.
Steph, for soccer coaching.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution adopting a civil rights policy for non-discrimination.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of lighting for softball field, Sportsplex, Sourcewell, Musco Sports Lighting, $169,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a video surveillance system, Finance Department State Bid, Vision Security Technologies, $26,303.54.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a video surveillance system for the Coastal Arts Center through state bid, Vision Security Technologies, $45,210.48.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle, Police Department, $69,309.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of real property from Michael A. Conterno and Joan M. Conterno, 27127 Canal Road, and authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute documents as may be required to enter and finalize the purchase.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Jay Jackson, theatrical set building, Alice in Wonderland, Jr.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving to public hearings. Public hearing to amend ordinance number 172, reversion of the Bama Bayou Plan Unit Development Master Plan.
Move to reschedule the public hearing and the first reading to March 19th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We don't need roll call. Okay. Motion carries. Moving to ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 78, Article 3 of the Code of Ordinances, entitled Commercial Vehicles.
Vessels.
Vessels. Forgive me.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Abstain.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to first reading, ordinance amending Chapter 50, Article 3, Section 50-79, Code of Ordinances, modify the business license rate schedule for commercial vehicles.
Vessels.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Abstain.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Moving to Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes from the regular councilman and committee of the whole, 2-6-24. They move those forward for review. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Approval of a one-year extension, Romar Beach Hotel PUD. Approval of a one-year extension, Jones Duplex PUD. Resolution authorizing execution of a sub-award grant agreement with Pensacola and Prettier Bay's estuary program to construct and operate greenhouse. Anybody any questions on any of those?
Woody? What are we doing? Who's benefiting from a greenhouse? Where's the greenhouse going to be built, sir?
All good questions.
All these.
That's why I'm here. So this is a result of our partnership with Pensacola Perdido Bay's estuary program. Funding is coming through to fund the greenhouse. It's going to the Wade property. It's going to support the Living Shoreline Cost Share Program.
Good.
That is another part of the grant from the estuary program. So we're also hoping to grow out dune vegetation to support the beach mouse.
Right.
Everybody loves the beach mouse. Yeah. But we also are exploring the possibility of...
How about some seagrass beds?
I would working on that. Okay. We'd like to have a seagrass lab one day as well.
Beach mouse.
But ultimately, what our hope is that this greenhouse is going to be an opportunity for school students sure. to come learn about the vegetation, learn about what goes into the living shorelines, because it's not just shoreline vegetation. It goes all the way up into the dune. So it's a whole system. And so we're hoping that'll come to fruition later as we get the greenhouse established.
Now,
so,
Woody, yeah. where will it be located?
The Wade property.
Road.
That's over.
Road. Okay.
That's it.
So any more questions?
Thank you for serving
you.
On that and being a part of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Woody.
Thank you for allowing it.
Moving to ordinances. Ordinance amending and restating Chapter 42. Ordinance City of Orange Beach, Alabama, floodplain development. Set a public hearing date. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172. Admiral Self-Storage PUD 31924. Public hearing, Mills Road Beachside PUD 31924. Is everybody good with those?
Yes.
Yes. Can I just, the floodplain development, that's just a change of name that we discussed?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I haven't talked about that. That's entirely new, but it will change the name of the board. It's entirely new floodplain development ordinance.
It's like 60 pages. The gentleman here and I talked about it. We're supposed to meet this weekend and finish.
Does it change the free
page board? 45 through 60.
No, sir.
That's all.
It's matters. Actually just a rewrite, reorganization of it. The state mandated it statewide.
Thank you.
Adam and I are finishing it up this week. We're supposed to finish it up this weekend.
Yeah. I just didn't want to get blindsided in 2 weeks and not read it. I didn't plan on reading it tonight at bedtime.
It'll put you to sleep.
Thank you, Adam.
Better than melatonin?
Better than melatonin.
Okay.
Any other questions by the council? If not, anybody got anything they'd like to add before we adjourn?
The final kit, I just want to say thank you again. Yeah. It's been a great, I can go to your office for anything, and I always got an answer. You always responded. You're loved, and I just can't thank you enough for all you've done.
Amen.
Call me. Yeah, it's not going to be the same looking down there and you not sitting there.
I know.
That's right.
Chris, you see where you have to move to?
Yes,
ma'am. All righty. We appreciate you, Kit. More than you'll ever know.
Yes.
Thank you, Kit.
Yes, thank you, Kit.
All right, anybody else? All right, I'm about here to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.